Do you want to listen to Adventist World Radio SID Media but struggle with data? Don't worry. Get yourself the Hope Channel Africa decoder and switch to the Radio Bouquet to listen to your favorite Christian radio station. Contact us on +27 73 470 3520 or visit www.sidmedia.org to place your order.
All right, so I have a question to ask. And my team, my faves, I believe they love me because I also do love them. That's why they agree to speak to me even when they are not ready. And I, just for a mini knowing, I don't tell them ahead of time. You know, I just walk in, I'm like, Zinhle, come downstairs. And then she sits here. And then with Derek Sham, because he's still here, he doesn't have a choice. Sometimes I even take his car keys so that he does not leave, you know, because I need them to talk. So it's one of those impromptu things that we do here on MMU. So today's question that I have is, how do you know your mission, and how do you know what the mission is doing to you? Let me give a background sorry to this question. So we went to the NCSA rally, youth rally on, I forgot that day. And then Pastor Blosser was preaching, right? So when Pastor Blosser was preaching, he said that sometimes the mission God has given us is to take us out of things, right? So you are given a mission to take you out of things in a way to distract you or to remove you from, like you are heading towards a certain danger. So God gave you a mission and then you diverted your route. You want that kind of situation, right? And then in the examples that he gave, he also mentioned that sometimes the mission is actually to deal with something within you. Right? So he gave the example with Moses. He mentioned which is the mission that God gave Moses was to deal with his anger. Even though at the end of it, we saw Guti, there was still some mini anger. There's in Klaus as he's running away. And then we also saw, as he also made reference to Noah, saying Guti, for example, with Noah, the mission, it was also to deal with him in terms of his the community that he was in and so forth and so on. So what I want to hear now from my elder Derek and sister Zinhle is to hear Uguti Fobona, how do they think, or what is their say in terms of how do you know what the mission is doing in you? Yes, we get the mission, but how do you know what the mission is doing in you? So we're going to start with elder Derek. Which mic are you on, Kanti Mdala? Okay, no. Okay, Skalang was in Loom Dala Usahamba Lapana. Z, someone. Sikumbulil. Ushaga, yes, was in this. Finished. Ushagi mission?
No.
Yini. What's wrong?
Simulan.
Injan. Is there a peel? When Funan Kalang got the rig, ne?
Please.
Yeah, I know. Ngiagwaz, every time we have this talk, I always start with the rig. Dala. How are
Hello.
You? How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Zanele Vara. Baba Pat Bagbazo to Nzagan Jegu Ritiab.
I believe they listen.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you hear Pastor Munga the other time saying he's going to dedicate a book to me?
Yes.
Because I hate him.
When now you are in the league of your own.
Is, you know.
Yes. And when you know. Sectan, don't you?
Yes. So, Dala, I won't tell you, like, you know. How do I know, Ezu Zanele, what the mission God has given? For example, we're broadcasting as AWR, right?
Yeah.
So individually, so in our team, I believe we are 12. Individually, so in our teams, we are here for one mission.
Yes.
But personally, I believe we have our own missions, unless if I'm also getting it wrong. So we have this whole mission, which is from to make disciples, three angels' message. That is what the mission of AWR is, and from broadcast to baptism.
Yeah.
But I think also me, as Osanil, I have a mission that within this big machine, that is my mission. But now, based on what the pastor was saying, and how do I know, Uti, this mission that God has given me, Ezu Zanele, it's dealing maybe with this laughing problem that I have, you know? But
okay. Okay. I think it's a bit more than that. And maybe let me start it like this. So in the morning, we're talking, in fact, we were talking fundamental beliefs, spiritual gifts and ministries, right? And one key thing that always is a challenge is how do you know what your spiritual gift is?
Yes.
You know, and so Elder Moshiaba, who was taking us through, was saying one thing that you can do is to identify, find there's a spiritual gifts test and so forth and so forth. But you can see by what you are drawn towards, you know, what is mostly like makuthiwa kunezinto which are on the table, which one excites you the most, that is where you're mostly drawn towards. But beyond that, when you watch the movie on the life of Martin Luther the Reformer, there's a portion where he explains he's struggling with his faith, especially when he starts discovering things about his church. He struggles with his faith and he doesn't know what to do and is almost losing his belief in God. And his spiritual father at the time says, okay, I'm going to send you on a mission trip.
Okay.
And he doesn't understand. How are you sending me on a mission trip? I'm telling you to me, I'm not Jehovah, and you're saying I must go represent him.
Yeah.
You know? And he says, we preach best what we need most. Yeah. So I believe it is true that in the midst of the bigger mission, the fact that you are there, I don't think it's by choice. I mean, by chance, rather. Or even by choice. Sometimes it's even beyond you that you're finding yourself in certain spaces. God, in his trying to reach out to us, makes way for us to pass through in certain spaces in the hope that we might be drawn towards him. So especially as if we are in leadership role, if we're in a forefront line, like we are saying we are here in the on the radio station. Yes, you are thinking you are here to reach out to people. Kanti, this is a means that God is saying he might find himself reaching out to you.
Yeah.
So as you are there speaking about these words to other people, he is hoping that they can reverberate in your mind and say, wait a minute, did I just say this? People must do this.
But I'm not doing it.
And then
know?
Your conscience is pricked in that manner. So in finding yourself in that space, and sometimes it's usually those who have got most issues that are finding themselves in these spaces, because God is saying, it's you actually I'm needing to deal with. Yes, you are here to speak to others, but actually I'm here to deal with you as I speak to others through you.
Wow.
Yeah.
So now, guys, okay, again, very niggas a testimony. Because you say repair up with Derek, and there's nothing. And I add, you know what to do with a translator to the
direct translator
after saying the deal, right? So, a testimony is only payona. Iafana exactly in Gulumo in a Sikuluma manch. Mina being seven ago radio station before, I think, Nias. Not your gospel. Mangisebenza kuleyo radio station. Bekunezinto bengisikhuluma kubantu. You understand? Ngisikhuluma kubantu kodwa ngakwazi ukuzi-apply mase kuza kimi. Mase nginama problems afanayo nalawa wabanye. But ngiyakwazi ukuthi, hey, Zanele, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ngikhulume ngithi mase ngiqeda ukukhuluma ngithi yimi lo bekhuluma la. Bengithini? You understand? Kanti khona lento beyingilida nje ukuthi ngikhulume nalo muntu. Uze futhi ukuthi umuntu uyabuya ngelinye ilanga. Yey, sisiyazi usizile. Ngicabanga ukuthi mina ngangithunywe uNkulunkulu, still ngisathunywe uNkulunkulu kanje. Ngoba okokuqala ngwenzile umsebenzi wami ngakhuluma nabantu. Ngicabanga ukuthi ngithe mase ngiqedile indima yami le kuleyo environment bekade ngibekele kuyo. Wasu uNkulunkulu ke esefuna ukudila nami personally. Siyangizwa. Ungithumile ngaya. Now imission ukuthi ethole mina ke qobo lwami.
Yeah.
Wangilethe AWR. Yes, bengi Adventist. Kodwa bengingasi Adventist eqinile njengoba angisashakeke manje.
Bopheke nenza wonza ba.
Yabona. No. Iqiniso kunezinto bengizenza. Iqiniso fanele sibe honest, angithi sikhuluma phambi kwaNkulunkulu. Kunezinto ebesizigeja ngeSabatha, uyabona uthi ake ngirobe ngayiSabatheni washe. Yabona zonke lezo zinto kunezinto bewuzigeja ngeSabatha. Kodwa manje ngithe mangifika la ekhaya wathi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukudila nawe ngqo. Ngizokulethela bonke labantu laba, ngicabanga ukuthi sonke siyithola manje ukuthi isikuphi. Ufike wasihlanganisa sonke, wase umuntu adila naye ngamunye kanje. Mina ngifike la ekhaya nginama anger issues. Ngicabanga ukuthi uyalaza iqiniso. Mina ngifike la ekhaya, okay, ngiyakwazi ukurespect umuntu kodwa I lose it. Kalula. Mama ongakhuluma nami ngifuna uphendula manje yabo ngifuna ukubeka izandla manje
yes wena
no into yayenzeka into yayenzeka mhlawumbe Derek akangibona oh Derek esufike
sengingcono
mina so kunini
Derek yekela izindla the testimony you see there but they're loving her yeah
wabona so ngithema sengifika ku AWR ku AWR ngakwamele ngisithole mina ngani ngakwaba nama test akhona eh nabukubantu engiphilisana nabo ukuthi okay different characters fanele ngifunde ukuthi uzane lobani ngifunde kwanami ngizosithola ukuthi okay engayami ngidila kanjani nalendo ngoba nine ayenzile uNkulunkulu le bengeke ngkwazi lengaphandle bengeke ngkwazi cause it's a radio station but akusi gospel radio station bengikwazi ukukhuluma isinomi kanjani ngabe nendaba la kwamele ngiunderstand into eyone la umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu lo two abantu bakaNkulunkulu lapha three angikwazi ukuphendula isinomi kanjani cause noma ngaphendula isinomi kanjani kuzoba ne discipline ekhona ehlukile kunale bengayithola ngaphandle useyizwa manje so manje kwamele ngiqale ngizibuke mina ukuthi how do I deal with ama situations ahlukene how do I deal with uzanele kwase ngase ngiyithola ukuthi kahle kahle inkinga yami la ngiyifixa kanjani ke so ingakho ngathi ngikhotha kulento ayishila uDerek ukuthi useqedile uyirepeal ngisitholile mina
yeah
and I'm still finding myself endleleni yabona sahamba ngiyabona okay fanele ngilungise la yonakala la okay no ngathi sese kunama situations obona kahle ukuthi ngathi angisawezwa yabona makuthi umuntu ukukhulelwe isikhumba se crocodile akhona ama parts emzimbeni wamanjalo ukuthi mawushaya ngisezwa ngomani ngoba sekufike kuleyo leyo part ukuthi sengiyayi understand lento eqaleni bengayi understanding ngifike la ngingayi understanding ngoba bengiphuma ngaphandle ngicwele emhlabeni ngafika ku AWR ku Adventist ngaqonda ukuthi kuyini ukuba umsabatha ngoba ngaphandle bengumsabatha yes kodwa hayo phelele says some dealer some dealer
Monendle buzile.
Yeah, bengifuna ukuza kule point yokuthi uqinisile uPastor Bloss. My khuluma ukuthi ama mission, imission ngaba imission ukuthi uyathunywa, then uNkulunkulu wesithi sengikuthumile okay sengithestile ubuphasile umsebenzi, woza la ke wena ngoba kwa wena kuwe kuyashoda.
Okay, so in brief, so this is Zinhle's testimony. Uzinhle uthi
When is Pastor Blosser coming to speak on his statements?
I don't know.
You must call him.
Okay. So Zinhle is saying that you to our non-Zulu speaking listeners, she's saying that you know she used to work at a certain radio station where she would be able to deliver certain messages and people would get encouraged, right? But she would not apply that to her life. And then when she was done with that mission at that particular place where she was, God sent her now to AWR to deal with her personally because she has been Adventist but not living up to to everything that Adventists do. And then when she came here, she had anger issues. But as time went on, she could see that God is actually working with her through that anger issues, which now she does not have. Now you can even go and pinch Zinhle. She won't say anything to you. She won't, you know, be angry at you. But then, you know, when she had just arrived here, just while your hand is still coming, she would have already have dealt with you, you know. So she can see that God's mission, the mission that God has given her coming here is to, in fact, work on her, not necessarily to give out the messages she was giving then. Right. All right. Ngibambekile. Mdala, coming back to you. Uzinhle, I believe Uzinhle was blessed enough. I don't want to use the word fortunate. Was blessed enough to realize why God has brought her to a particular mission. In the two different spaces. But then now when it comes to the general public, at is there a time limit? I know we can't put times when we're dealing with the things of God, but is there a time limit or is there a way to know, I'm working at this Shell garage because this is what I'm ought to do. You know, I'm working at this government department because this is, yes, the money, we like it. Yes, it's okay. But God actually has a reason why I'm in this department and at this time and everything else. Do we have any guidance or how do we know where I am is where God wants me to be? Because lately, it's a matter of I have a bond to pay. I have children to feed. You know, I have a mouth to feed. I have clothes. It's not about where does God
want me? And in that mission where God is sending me, is he sending me for his people or is he sending me for myself?
Mm. Yes.
Both. Ngizophendula mina. Ngiyazibuza umdala kodwa ngizophendula mina.
Pendula mntanaks.
Ukusendela abantu kusendene nawe. Ne? Kanje. Njengoba bengenza iexample. Asikho isikhathi sokurealize ukuthi kahle sikhona isikhathi sokurealize kodwa asikho specific time sokurealize ukuthi kahle kahle uNkulunkulu oh sengiyabona manje yabo ubona ngezinto ezenzakalayo uthi mawubheke emuva Zanele uthi akwazi how come ishintshe nini lento how come ukuthi uzanele mayengishaya kule hlathe singapha ngimnikeze singapha sengifollowisha ama instructions weBible
you
understand then you realize ukuthi kahle kahle la ngikhona khona ngoba kube uyangishaya ngapha bese ngikunika singapha bese ngiyaduba ngiyahamba shuthi kahle kahle kwa mission leya sikaqaqedi khona la kusafanele sifike khona. So you realize when ukuthi ukulethela abantu because now uyakwazi uNkulunkulu ukuthi akusende ukukhulume lapho kwi mic bekulalele bekuzwe kube khona umuntu ozobhala la ku WhatsApp ethi iAWR yangibusisa. At the same time while when you are dealing with a lot udila nabo zinhle ku AWR by you understand abo Derek aba badlala ama jingles zonke lezo zinto you understand. So again along ngale bekhuluma naye akayazi leyo nto. Yeah, I understand. Yena ublessed ukuthi uzanele ngimzwile. Now ke when it comes to you, indlela zikaNkulunkulu ziningi ngoba akufanele simcreme. Uza ngendlela eningi. Uma kafika kuNkulunkulu uzanele ufika kubona ukuthi okay, uyathumeka uzanele uyakwazi ukukhuluma nabantu yini pho emhlulayo ukuapplya lento le asuka yisho kubantu. Ake sibuke ke manje uzanele ukuthi uhlulwa yini. Uzanele uthi mayekhuluma nozinhle uyakhala because akakwazi ukuphendula uzinhle. Ekusho ukuthi problem la akusiyo uzinhle kodwa indlela uzanele acabanga ngayo. Now ama perspective out two. Wena indlela obona ngayo
uyafunda wena ne?
Uyabona
le ndaba ama perspective uyafuna
understand so now uNkulunkulu maye when uyibuka ngendlela yasemhlabeni yomuntu noNkulunkulu uyibuka ngokuthi abantwana bami laba kune misunderstanding bese yangenelela phakathi ila uqala ukurealize khona ke mayise ngenelelile ila uqala ukurealize khona ukuthi oh angisakwazi ukumphendu angisakhali mayise khuluma nami sengiyam understand eqaleni bowukhala ngithi mangikhuluma nawe. Now mosengibuye kwesibili sengizokhuluma nawe so yang understand uba like ay yena kahlanye yazi ukhuluma into ene sense uyine kwenza ukuthi understand manje bokhaliswa yini ekuqaleni because ngisakhuluma with the same tone.
I think uzinhle we must give her feature say calls izinhle
yeah
not isidoli sizinhle
yeah ufuna le
vele so polish isilungu lapho
na isilungu siyangihlula
polish
ngikwazi ukusibhala kuphela
moyo ngcwele will help you ndala as we about to wrap it.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that is true. So in the morning we were talking nabantwana indaba ka Jonah. Ne. And Jonah is a classic case of how God sent him for his mission, but also Jonah was the mission. Because his heart was hard towards other people and bara was ukuba forgiver. So you find that God sends him to deal with how the people in Nineveh had an issue with God, but in actual fact God is trying to reveal that even Jonah has an issue with God. You know, the same comes in with the story of Job, right? And the beauty of the story of Job is God has got his mission with the devil that he is presenting in the life of Job, but actually God has an issue with Job as well that he's trying to reveal, because Job thought he was righteous, therefore God had to protect him. And you could not fit. I protect because I want to protect. The fact not that you're righteous is a good thing. But ungazongibuza kusasa ukuthi why ungangcinanga yesterday? No, I let you go because it was your time. Actually, I wanted to show you ukuthi your heart is not yet actually fully surrendered to me to do with you what I as I please. So it's very important that we note that when we are sent, it's for that purpose. There's something that Zintle pointed out that is very key as well. And now you must be careful that in the mission of God, you don't find yourself misunderstanding it. And the mission causes a harm for you. You find yourself with the story of Judas, right? Judas was not chosen by Christ. It's the disciples who brought him. In fact, begale out. He's good for our mission. Take him, please. Okay, fine. And in accepting Judas, Christ had seen his heart. And he said, let me bring him closer so that I can help him find heaven. But the challenge with Judas is the presence of Christ actually hardened his heart. So be careful that as you are in the mission of God, the mission God has for you doesn't get realized, because every day you're talking about gospel things. Instead of you now hearing, wait a minute, this thing is actually good for me as well, you then think it's for others, because here you are here for others. And you now think the gospel is for others, for others, for others, and you forget now where you need this gospel. So be careful when you are executing the mission of God for others, that you miss your own mission in that as well.
Hey.
Okay. Thank you, guys. You have answered my question. I love this. Let me find a Bible perspective.
Did you TikTok it?
All right, thank you so much to our listeners at home. We do this randomly. It's random, where we just, you know, one has a question. One day I'm hoping that Z will come with a question herself, and then we answer, and Derek as well. Derek has a lot of good Derek's questions are complicated, so but we'll give him the space if he does have a question. And me and Z, so that's when now I will now talk, you know, give my own my own uvo, that, you know, this is what I think. But I think it's very much critical, you know, what both of you have said. Uguti, sometimes we really need to, not sometimes, always, we really need to listen to God and allow him to work within us. Because most of the time we concentrate, and love how you put it, Derek, on others instead of ourselves. For example, even the topics we do, because sometimes we just don't know, this is our daily focus, but listen, when we are saying, for example, peace, when you're interviewing that pastor, take something that you're going to apply for yourself in your life, in your family, you know, because most of the times, the listeners, bazwile, that's it, mfundisi, thank you. But you have not, after the 3 hours, you have not taken anything for yourself, you know. After the meetings we are having, no matter how many they are, after that, you are not taking anything for yourself. And I think the Holy Spirit has been working me personally in my own mission, because I think for the past month and these few weeks in Jay, it seems like almost in every sector where I go, there's a discussion about the Holy Spirit. There's a discussion about the Holy Spirit, be it in devotions that we have, be it, well, on air, the Holy Spirit is there. We do speak about the Holy Spirit, but the way in which, like, you're like, wait, man, there is something happening there. So I'm just going to pray that, you know, we all become open to listening to him and hearing him. One day I'm going to take this to Bible perspective. So it's cool, Meje. Without, you know, thinking too much about ourselves. Anyway, thank you, guys. My pastor is already waiting for me. We will do this another time. I don't know when Z has a question. Thank you, Mdala Derek.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Zintle. Let me read this one before I call my pastor. But I love the Zulu language thing. It is in Lekambulo. So the way you are speaking, you know, you are making me listen. You know, let me offside in 3 seconds. So I listened to Gloria's Morning Weekend, and then Umilisent will say something in Zulu, or she would say the, you know, the Reality 7 songs in Zulu. No, let me tell you, and then, because most of the time I'm still in bed. I mean, it's Sabbath. We're about to just get ready for church. I'm like,
yes, Millicent is an excellent broadcaster. And that's why
we are shading. AWR.